Joining me on this next one-on-one with a professional program as we highlight Truity Credit Union, I get the opportunity to talk things over with Assistant Vice President and Johnstone Branch Manager, Rhonda Dillon. First of all, thanks for coming in, Rhonda. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's an opportunity for me to clear up a few things about Truity and credit unions in general. We see the ads on TV. We get flyers in the mail. We maybe even meet people that have they're banking at some, I'm going to call it a big bank, Chase, Capital One, State Farm Bank. We could go on down the list. Mm-hmm. Why choose any local institution as opposed to one of those big banks?
Well, the nice thing about Truity Credit Union is that you can get all the services that those big banks offer, but from the local people that you know. So you can call in or walk into one of our branches and talk with a person individually about your account and know that if you have follow-up questions or come back at a later time, you can actually talk to that individual again without having to explain the situation over and over again. It's very important with Truity Credit Union that we build strong relationships with our members. Mm-hmm. And part of that is talking to our members, looking at our members' accounts, and determining what do we have that will benefit them. And that is the most important thing for us. We want our members to feel confident that we have their best interests in mind at all times.
Gee, that, I mean, it makes perfect sense when you say it, but it's one of those things that we don't always think about. I think we grow up with this idea of a banking institution as kind of this big impersonal thing. It's nice to know that people know me.
Yes. And we pride ourselves on that at the credit union.
Why we use, and again, it's just a matter of different type of institution. Why choose a credit union, in this case Truity, as opposed to XYZ Bank?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are many differences between credit unions and banks. One of the major differences is that we're a federally chartered credit union. Our members are our owners as well as our shareholders. And one of the major differences is that we are different than other businesses where there is often a small group of shareholders that receive the profit. All of our members benefit. So any profits that we receive, they're returned back to our member in the form of dividends, lower interest rates, fees. Another major difference is that we have a board of directors that are strictly volunteer, so they are not paid for their service, and they volunteer their time and service to the credit union and their members. So we feel like that shows their commitment to the success of Truity Credit Union.
And as a owner of the business, then I kind of literally feel invested in it, right?
Exactly. And we care about what our members think, and we want our members to tell us, you know, what they like, what they don't like, so then we can try to improve on those things.
Okay. Now, what if I'm traveling? I know that the branch is here in Bartlesville, but are there still convenient ways that I can access my account?
Absolutely. There are several different ways that you can access your account. One of those are what we call shared service centers. And basically, credit unions have partnered together to provide services to our members all over the world. So if you're out traveling and you need to go into a branch to get money or deposit a check or any of those things, then you can find a shared service center, go in, provide your identification, tell them you're with Truity Credit Union, and they can access your account for those needs. If you're where you don't want to go into a financial institution, or you're just, you know, it's the middle of the night, it's on a Sunday, and you need access to your funds, we also offer online banking and mobile banking to all of our members as well.
And I know every banking institution has online services, or nearly all of them anyway. Mm-hmm. Mobile services are a great way. How do you compare to what we might find out there elsewhere?
Our online banking and mobile banking are very comparable to those here locally, as well as the big banks. Mm-hmm. Our online banking offers the ability 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to transfer money within your account, to view your credit card, and to actually make your credit card payment. The nice thing about this is you don't have to wait until your credit card statement comes in the mail. If you want to monitor what's going on your credit card, you can do that at any time, and you don't have to wait for that monthly statement. We also offer bill payment for our members. There's no charge for any of these services, and with bill pay, all of your bills are free. I know a lot of the bigger banks charge after so many bills that are paid. You can pay as many bills as you like for no charge. We also have the ability for members within our online banking to set up alerts. Mm-hmm. So you can set different alerts on your account depending on what you're wanting to know. We have low balance requirements. If your balance gets below a certain amount, you can have it send you an email or a text or both. Mm-hmm. If you're waiting for a particular check to clear, or if you're waiting for your direct deposit to come in, you can get notification either by email, text, or both, free of charge.
That is so convenient. I know that that's something that many people, I think particularly with automatic deposit, it's nice to get that text at, I don't know, 6 in the morning or whenever it comes out. Hey, yep, the check is in. We're good.
Yep, then you know everything's good. I can go do my business now.
Yep. Yeah. Or if you didn't get the check, then hopefully you can ask some questions. You know, why, what's going on? Where did the system fall apart?
Exactly. You can start that process out early in the morning versus the end of the day. Our mobile banking, you can also do all of those things except for alerts. Mm-hmm. You can transfer money, again, view your credit card and make payments. And the payments are automatic on mobile banking. So as soon as you make your payment, it is available on the card, where none of our other avenues do that. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice feature of it. You can again pay your bills, and those shared service centers that I talked about a little while ago, you can actually find those on our mobile app, and it tells you where the closest one is, as well as ATMs.
What's mobile check deposit?
I'm glad you asked that. Mobile check deposit is a feature inside our mobile banking that allows you to deposit a check using your smartphone. So again, if you're traveling or you're out where you're in a meeting and you can't get away, or you know, you just don't want to get out today, you can actually deposit a check using your phone, and you never have to step foot in a credit union or mail in a check. You simply go into our mobile app, click on the check deposit feature, make a copy of the check. Mm-hmm. Take a picture of the check, and
so you're making a copy. It's just digital.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Take a picture of the check and deposit it into your account. And again, you can do this all without stepping foot into a financial institution.
Okay, so that really makes it convenient. So if a friend, I don't care, I mowed the neighbor's lawn, he wrote me a check for $20. It's easy. It's fast. It's in.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I know an acquaintance paid me with an app. And I wondered about security. Do you have a easy and hopefully convenient and secure way to do that sort of thing?
We do. We have a new service and our members really love it.
Okay.
And it's called Truity Pay. Mm-hmm. Again, it's inside our mobile app and it's free of charge. And it allows you to pay another person even if they don't have an account with Truity Credit Union. So for example, if you go out to lunch with someone and say you left your wallet or your purse and you don't have any way to pay,
mm-hmm.
your friend can go ahead and pay, and then while you're sitting there, you can actually access our app and transfer money to that person instantly.
Okay.
So it's a nice new feature, and again, members really love it so far.
And they don't have to be a Truity member?
They do not have to be a Truity member at all.
Wow.
You can send it to anyone.
Well, they should be.
They should be, exactly.
Okay, I know we all need to have some sort of a financial plan, and most of us need a better plan than what we have. Is that something that Truity can help us out with too?
Yes, we have many services, and Truity is here to help you with it, whether it be for your first child savings account, your first auto loan, their first auto loan, their first home buying experience. Our goal is to serve your financial needs as a member of our credit union. We watch people grow. We've had members, I've been with the credit union for a while, and I can remember when I started out as a teller interacting with members, and it seeing them now and watching them grow and watching their kids open up accounts for their kids, it's just a great part of the job.
So I can open up one for my granddaughter, right?
You bet. come and see me.
I will be happy to do that. we'll finish up here on the radio, but maybe this afternoon.
Okay.
and so that'll be a neat idea to kind of get her started in the right way. So what are the benefits of being a Truity member? I know you've covered some of it already, but mm-hmm. I think it's important we kind of, put them all in one package.
Okay. Again, there are many benefits of being a Truity member. Again, ownership. Our members are owners of the credit union. We often offer lower rates on auto loans,
mm-hmm.
And higher rates on savings accounts.
Anybody that's done a little bit of rate shopping knows that.
Yes. Fewer fees than most financial institutions. We actually have service promises that all of our employees abide by. As a credit union and as Truity's Credit Union, we truly feel like our benefit to the organization and to the community is to provide great services. And some of those service promises that we have are being accurate and looking for ways to provide financial information to our members that will benefit them.
Okay, so really that sounds great, and it's something I like, definitely the fees and costs and higher interest rates on savings and investments, that helps out a lot too. Speaking of which, just that account for my granddaughter or for myself or anybody else, I'm sure it's got to be an easy process.
It is a very easy process, and we have several ways that you can accomplish it. If you're a person that doesn't want to get out or you're extremely busy, you can open an account online. You can call into our call center, or of course, you're welcome to come into the lobby because we would love to see you.
I'm definitely one of those walk into the lobby type of people. My wife, you know, on the other hand, will use the app or use the drive-thru, but you know, I like face-to-face.
Well, unfortunately, you can't open an account in the drive-thru, but you can come on into the lobby and we'd be happy to help you. Basically, our goal is to put members into an account that truly benefits them. We have several different checking accounts, so we sit down and we talk to the member about what they're looking for in a checking account, what they like, what they don't like, and then we take those answers and try to determine what we have that would best benefit them. We don't want to put them in an account that's not going to do anything for them.
But it's nice to have a choice. And somebody that'll explain the differences to me. What's the advantage of account A versus B, and kind of put it all so that it's really easy to figure out. Individual retirement accounts or other ways to, meet that IRS IRA requirement.
We do offer IRA accounts. We actually have IRA savings as well as IRA certificates. And basically the IRA certificates are just like your regular certificates, but they're qualified funds for an IRA. We try to make it as easy as possible for members to transfer their IRA funds at another financial institution into Truity. So we actually will complete all the paperwork required for that. All we need is a signature, and then we can send that off. And then when we receive the funds, we go ahead and deposit them to the IRA, and everything is done.
Some people contribute annually, just write one big check. Some kind of do it as a monthly automatic deduction sort of thing. You can do it both ways?
You can do it either way. Whatever's best for you, we can accommodate you.
Okay, sounds like a good deal there. And I think that's something that people need to investigate a little bit more about. And I know why I started with my granddaughter, but she's only 14 months. So what is available for maybe somebody that's a little bit older and can actually know what's going on when they open up a new account?
Well, we offer for our younger members, we offer Johnny Appleseed accounts. It's a great way to teach children how to save money. Whenever they deposit funds into the credit union, they get a little gift. And even though she's pretty young, you could go ahead and open that account, because I'm not sure if the parents enjoy the gifts more than the kids or if it's the other way around, because we have some pretty fun gifts. It's just fun way to, you know, for the kids to enjoy, and they think, oh, I go to the credit union, I deposit money, I get a gift. So it's just a fun way to teach them to save money. For the older children, we actually have a money machine. And I don't know if you've been in our lobby.
I have.
At our downtown location.
Yep.
But we have a money machine, and basically once a year on their birthdays, they receive a postcard that allows them time in the money machine. So they come in, jump in the booth, and we turn the blower on, and the money's flying everywhere, and they're catching it. And everything that they catch when that machine stops is theirs to keep. And at that point, we count out the money, and it's up to their parents and them on how much they actually get to keep or how much they get to deposit into the account.
Yeah, and that's a nice family discussion, an opportunity for mom and dad to do a little bit of financial education and also still know that the youngster is going to get something tangible out of the deal.
And we also have other activities throughout the year that kind of bring the kids together, such as a Santa party and different things like that.
What a neat idea. I'll bet it was your idea, right?
Unfortunately, no, but I am proud to be part of the organization that thinks of their kids and their members.
So. Well, it's a great organization to be part of, based entirely, not entirely, I'm a member, but I it's based a lot on what you just said. Thank you so much. Rhonda, we've been talking with Rhonda Dillon. She's an assistant vice president at the and manager at the Johnstone branch. Head downtown, say hi to her, and if you don't see her, ask for her. She'll be there. That's our one-on-one feature this morning on AM 1400 K1 with Truity Credit Union.